On today's premiere episode of Dana's Low Carb for Life, we're going to have an overview of what this radio show is going to be about, an interview with the Livin' La Vida low carb man himself, Jimmy Moore, and some really amazing listener success stories. Stay tuned. You are listening to Dana's Low Carb for Life. Happy New Year, and welcome to the premiere show of Dana's Low Carb for Life, sponsored by CarbSmart.com, the smart choice for your low-carb lifestyle. If you're listening today because you're new to low-carbing and you've made a New Year's resolution, congratulations. You have made a fantastic, life-changing decision. Welcome to the wonderful world of low-carbing. We have a lot more fun here than you think. Going to want to stick around for the whole show to get an idea of just what we're doing here while I figure out just what we're doing here, because I'm new to this. I'm going to be giving you some super inspirational stories from low carbers just like you, and I'm really excited because for my first interview on my first show, my friend Jimmy Moore, the Livin' La Vida low carb man himself, is going to be here to blow your socks off with his story. Okay, let's get right to it. First, let me tell you just a little bit about what I plan for this show in the future. I want Dana's Low Carb for Life to be a show that supports you, gives you solid information about low carbohydrate nutrition, inspires you to keep improving your diet, your life, your health. I want to give you ideas to make your low carb diet easier, more interesting, more delicious, more fun. I want to give you practical tips for day-to-day eating, for handling holidays, for what to eat when you need comfort food, for what to eat when you're sick or when you're having company over. I also hope to expose some of the truly ridiculous nutritional information that's out there and the ways that various corporate interests are trying to manipulate your eating habits for their own gain. In other words, I plan to rant from time to time. So, here are the ideas we've got for show segments so far. I plan to do reviews of low-carb products and also of menu items at fast food and chain restaurants so that when you go out, you know what you want to buy. I want to do reviews of the latest nutrition books, especially low-carb books. I'll also be giving you reviews of various approaches to carbohydrate restriction. You may or may not know that there are a whole lot of different versions of a carbohydrate-restricted diet. It's not just Atkins. There's a lot of different versions out there. And I want to help you find the way of carbohydrate-restricted eating that's just right for your body and for your life. I will, of course, being the cookbook author, be giving you recipe ideas and menu planning tips, because I know that the secret of long-term success is the answer to one simple question. What's for dinner? We're also going to talk about some seasonal issues, eating on vacation, planning for the holidays, what you can do for Halloween or Valentine's Day or whatever that won't involve eating a ton of sugar. When there's new research out, and this happens a lot, when there's new research out, I'll tell you about that. When I see ridiculously slanted information, and there's a lot of this out there, when there's ridiculously slanted information that purports to show low-carb diets are bad, I will let you know why I think that's flawed. I will explain it to you. I will also shine a light on some of the ridiculous food advertising claims. Now, these may not be honest, but they can be really, really entertaining at times. The drug ads can also be entertaining if scary. We're going to take a look at low-carb history. Now, this may surprise you. You may have been told by your friends that low-carbing is a new fad, that it's untested, it's untried. You're going to know different because you're going to have heard from some of the people who have been writing about low-carbohydrate nutrition for well over 100 years. A low-carb diet has been around, has been tested, and has been tried for far longer than a low-fat diet. Let me repeat that because it sounds kind of important. A low-carbohydrate diet has been around and has been tested and tried for far longer than a low-fat diet. A low-fat diet is the fad. A low-carb diet has history behind it, and I'm going to teach you some of that. I'm going to be doing interviews, of course. We all love interviews, and that's why Jimmy Moore is going to be here just a little later, Livin' La Vida Low Carb Man. You're going to want to stick around for that. But I will also be featuring feedback from you, my listeners. I want Dana's Low Carb for Life to be a place where you can tap into the wisdom of the whole low-carb community, because I know from having gotten email from my readers for over a decade now
that the wisdom of this community and the heart and the soul and the love is bottomless. And you are going to draw tremendous strength from your community. I want you to feel a part of that. So in just a minute, I'm going to share some wonderful, inspirational stories that real low-carbers have sent to me specifically for this first show. That's something you're really not going to want to miss, so stick around. This time, I'm going to read those stories that were emailed to me because we're just starting out. But we have, for the future, we have set up a listener community feedback line. And in the future, we're going to feature your voices. Your voices are going to tell your low-carb stories on this show, and you're going to be able to tune in and hear yourself or hear your friends or hear other people just like you talk about their experiences with a low-carb diet. So write this number down. It's 412-385-DANA. 412-385-DANA. You'll also find that number, of course, on our show page, Dana's Low Carb for Life Instead. Fast forward a few years, and I had gone from a size 10-12 Mrs. to the largest big lady size there is in Walmart, and I was absolutely disgusted with myself. How I looked, how I felt, how I couldn't walk anywhere without huffing and puffing. But I've never been much for willpower or going hungry, and since I never had to worry about it in my youth, teens, and 20s, I didn't get used to making wise nutrition choices. It was my sister who suggested I try Atkins. At first, I was under the misconception that lots of people are. Fad diet, crackpot, unhealthy, eat nothing but bacon and butter all day, etc. But she told me to get the book, read it, and give induction a try for a few weeks. And if I didn't like it or couldn't do it, then I could just stop, right? So that's exactly what I did. Stories and said, one more thing. I just read my former email story again and wanted to update. I did indeed reach my goal of 118 pounds, and I'm still going strong. I made it from size 12 pants to consistently size 6. Wonderful way to start off the new year. Katie writes, hey Dana, so I suppose I should start at the beginning. I have genetic thunder thighs, and I've had them from infancy. I have the pictures to prove it. Anyways, I was never a super skinny person, but never too overweight either. I was what the current standard is of average my whole life. Then my parents divorced when I first started college, and I gained a ton of weight from stress eating. I would go to the dining hall and have dessert all the time. It was socially accepted among freshmen, so I didn't feel weird about it. Then I was still doing it my sophomore and junior years. I had gained 50 pounds and wasn't happy. My boyfriend told me that I should try low-carb eating because he had lost 90 pounds doing that years ago. After making myself physically ill from eating no carbs for a while, I needed to try something else, and someone gave me your book, 500 Low-Carb Recipes. I really enjoyed reading the introduction and trying the recipes that even my teenage brother enjoys. Long story short, I'm 30 pounds down and feeling great. My seasonal allergies are under control without medicine, and I'm down to a dress size 6 after being 16 for a long time. I hope to inspire others with my story, as my boyfriend did for me. I'm going to give you one more, and then we're going to have to quit for now, but we'll put the rest of them up on the website. Hi, Dana. After several years of trying to get my triglycerides below 462, my doctor suggested trying fish oil, niacin, and a triglyceride-lowering drug, Tricor. I did not tolerate the Tricor well with a full-body rash. To say I was discouraged is an understatement. But a year and a half later, my triglycerides were down to 344. I was a serial low-fat dieter, adopting low-fat dieting for a period of time to try and reach some goal. But I couldn't wait to get off problems. This is not temporary. This is how I eat now. I have lost 50 pounds in the past 2 years on my way to a goal weight of another 10 pounds lighter. I don't care if that takes a month, a year, or 10 years, as long as I am healthier and feel as good as I do now. The only pills I take are vitamins, the fish oil, and niacin. Frank Hagen wrote that, and boy, what a cool story. Thank you, Frank, and congratulations. That's some amazing stuff, folks. You newbies are going to be astonished at how quickly you lose weight and how quickly you feel better. Now, you may have a little trouble the first week. Be aware that it can take you a week or so for your body to figure out that you aren't giving it a bunch of carbohydrate anymore and to start upregulating the enzymes your body needs to burn fat for fuel. Because if you've been eating carbohydrate all along, your body has actually reduced the level of fat-burning enzymes. So it can take a week or so for that to happen. Once you've gone through the first week, you are going to feel so much better, and I felt better in 3 days. And pretty soon, you're going to have a story like this of your own. Like I said, I have a couple more stories. We're going to put them up on the show page, danaslowcarbforlife.com. Now, as if those stories weren't exciting enough, there's a guy who has one of the greatest low-carb stories out there, and his name is Jimmy Moore. I'm proud to call Jimmy my friend. He has become the most popular low-carb blogger, also the most popular low-carb podcaster. He's absolutely a force of nature. And this has happened partly, you know, his popularity is partly because of his excellent interviews and the information he provides, but it's just as much because of his overwhelming passion. Both Jimmy and I have the same thing going on, that we are just passionate about this. We are on a mission to tell people about low-carbohydrate diets and their benefits because they have changed our lives so much. It is absolutely not exaggerating to say that Jimmy's low-carb diet saved his life. He and I have that link. We want to go out, we want to grab the world by the lapels and tell them all about this. So you know him, you love him. Please welcome to the show the Livin' La Vida low-carb man himself, Jimmy Moore. Hey, Jimmy, Happy New Year.
Hey, Dana, Happy New Year to you.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on my new show.
Oh, this is so cool. About time Dana Carpenter got her own podcast show. This is cool.
You are quite right. It is about time I got my own show. Woo-hoo. It is true. I am excited. So we're doing the whole New Year's resolution, new beginnings kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I really want to know, and I'm sure everybody out there wants to know, how did you discover low carb? What was it that made you go, oh, okay, maybe I better try this? What was it that pinged in your brain?
Well, you know, this is the 7th year anniversary. I started my New Year's resolution January 1st, 2004. So it's been 7 years for me, Dana, since I did this. And it seems like just yesterday, but in other ways, it seems like forever ago. But the thing that got me started on it was my dear mother-in-law, God bless her, sent me a copy of Dr. Atkins' New Diet Revolution. I had tried low-fat diets out the wazoo. And as you know, low-fat diets fail so many of us.
Well, and they make you miserable in the meanwhile.
Exactly. And that was the thing. I was miserable, hungry, irritable. I mean, my wife Christine will tell you I was not a fun person to be around. And if you know me, which you do, I'm a pretty fun, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. So
you're a cheerful kind of a guy. It's
for
true.
For me to not be in that kind of a mood is definitely rare. And so I was missing fat. And so the thing that really appealed to me about the Atkins diet, as written in the book, was that I could have fat and I could enjoy it as a healthy part of my diet. And it was so counterintuitive to everything I'd ever heard before. But I didn't want to feel like I did in previous attempts on low-fat diets. So I decided to give it a go as my New Year's resolution 2004. And it was awesome. It worked beautifully for me.
Yeah, overnight, right? I mean, wasn't it? I know for me, it was like within 3 days, it was like the light had come on. Well, was it that fast for you?
The first day and the first few days and even the first couple of weeks, Dana, I'm going to admit, it was hell.
Oh, okay.
I was 400 plus pounds. I had a sugar addiction that had me drinking 16 cans of Coca-Cola a day. I was eating Little Debbie snack cakes like they were coming out of my ears, 2 boxes at a time. I mean, I was a sugarholic and a half. And so it was a little tougher on my body than probably some people that didn't have quite that sugar addiction. But once I got beyond that and felt the incredible energy surge, it was all downhill from there. It was all wonderful, smooth sailing. I really enjoyed being on my low-carb lifestyle, and it really had become...
Until I felt like I was out of my mind. It really, it was very, very frightening often.
Yep.
And then I went low-carb, and within 3 days, it was like food? Oh, yeah. I guess I could eat something.
Yeah. Got to remind yourself to eat.
That was a very strange thing, too. My husband is... You've met my husband. He's a skinny little thing with fairly light appetite, and he sometimes forgets to eat. And I would look at him and say, what, do you forget to breathe, too?
Yeah, exactly.
And then all of a sudden it was happening to me, you know. I'd come home planning to cook dinner. I'd sit down to check my email and look up 2 hours later and go, oh, yeah, I was supposed to make dinner.
Yeah.
It was a very new experience. So what would you say, because we're looking at New Year's resolutions and stuff today, what's your one best tip for people to help them stay on track? What's your best wisdom to people helping them to do this long term, to live La Vida Low Carb?
You know what I like to tell people, Dana? You know what I like to tell people, Dana, is don't make this a New Year's resolution. Don't make it something that you always do. Make up your mind right now that this is the one thing you're going to do for real in your life. And instead of making it a New Year's resolution, why not make it a new life resolution where you do this for the rest of your life? I get emails all the time, and I'm sure you do too, Dana, where people write and say, oh, I just don't know if I can stay on that low-carb plan. It just seems so hard when I'm tempted. And I'm like, you know what? You don't have the right mindset. You've got to get in the right mindset right off the bat, where nothing, you resolve today that nothing is going to stand in the way of your success. And if you have the right mindset, willpower, whatever you want to call it, but you got to get in that right mindset. And once you're there, never waver. Just stay on plan, and you can't help but be a success.
I would like to also point out your lovely and wonderful and sweet wife.
And skinny wife, yes.
Yeah, skinny wife, yes. I am guessing has been an unwavering source of support. Those of you who have not met Jimmy and Christine, you need to come on the low carb cruise.
Yeah.
And meet all of us. But also Christine is just a lovely, lovely woman.
Yes.
And would you say that her support was kind of instrumental too?
Absolutely. Her support was amazing. And the neat thing, Dana, was, you know, as skinny as she is, you look at her on the outside and you say, oh, she doesn't have a weight problem. But little did she know, she had a triglyceride problem that was approaching 300, and she ended up having to eat a low-carb diet, and within 6 weeks was able to get that 300 number down just through diet and some fish oil supplementation down from 300 almost to 130 in 6 weeks.
Not bad. Yeah, that's one of the things that happens with low-carb. I had a friend who dropped his triglycerides, I swear to you I'm not making this up, 1,200 points.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, he had some major kidney problems, which were part of the reason it had gone so high, but he had been eating a low-fat diet based on grains and carbs because he was told that that was vital for his kidney problems. But it was clear from his triglycerides and cholesterol and his blood sugar and stuff that he was also wildly carbohydrate intolerant, so he had to walk a middle path. But it was astonishing how fast the triglycerides came down. It is my experience that people's bodies want desperately to be well and will improve with a speed that is stunning if they just stop eating junk.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't been able to find, you really need to go to carbsmart.com because they're the people who will give it to you with excellent prices and excellent service. That's it. Happy New Year, all. And tune in next week for Dana's Low Carb for Life.
This is Dana Carpenter saying thanks for listening. If you like today's show, please leave a review at the iTunes store. You can always leave questions and comments at 412-385-DANA or write us at feedback@danaslowcarbforlife.com. For complete show notes, please visit our site at www.danaslowcarbforlife.com and don't forget to visit the blog at holdthetoast.com. Special thanks to Disc of Light Media and our sponsor, CarbSmart.com.